guy is going to work. I know it's him. It's all voluntary right now. So, you know, I got no concerns with that at all. It's been a great opportunity for a lot of guys to get a lot of reps, so it's good.
How tough has it been for you to see what Derek's gone through with not being able to play for another year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously would love to have that one more. We had him for a year, then he got hurt, you know. So, but, you know, he's just another classic example, just kind of like, you know, I know it's not on the same scale, but, like, you know, you had him working through this thing, and you had Quisenberry working through his. I mean, these are tough kids that work through a lot, and you know, very excited that the way he's working. And I know with his heart and his work ethic that he'll be back.
Quisenberry's trying to do something that's either never been done or very seldom. How do you look at his transition to come back to play again?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I shook my head the other day. I mean, I couldn't believe it, because he's he goes out there and he hasn't played in forever. And then, you know, through the support of all the medical people and in that world, and then, you know, the organization hanging in there with him and his work ethic and heart, and then all of a sudden he goes out there, and our defense is obviously very complicated to block, and you know, he's a very natural, instinctual player, and just excited to have him out there. You know, things are coming along for him, and I think the more he plays, the more he'll come back, and so it's just, he loves the game, there's a passion for it. You know, unfortunately, he went through that, and now he's seasoned. So he really can talk to these young guys about what it takes to stay in it, be in it, and, like, hey, it's not always going to be here, you know. So he's the walking poster board for that. So it's great to have him in the room.
Mike, how much could Nick Martin help this offense him now after losing him last year?
Yeah, I'm really excited about Nick. It's why we drafted him. He's a smart kid. Size, length. So what that does is now you have a guy like him, and now you got Mance, who also played for you. So what I feel like is we're creating this depth, competition, and that's what you always want with the offensive line every year, you know, depth, competition. And so that's what's all creating right now. And so, again, excited to see him with the pads on.
To be back on that real quick, just, you have so many young players on the line that have experience now, too.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, like I was saying, like, ideally, when you're building an offensive line, you always want to always keep churning, you would say, the back end, and then that way it creates depth, competition, and then always, you know, the cream hopefully rises to the top, and then you're always, you know, getting better and better and better. So I feel like since I've been here, this is the first year now we have all this depth and competition and all these little battles that no one's seeing. That's gonna make us better overall.
You see that 1 year later with Mance, the difference in him now.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing when you play, you know, start 18 games and whatever was it, 22 altogether. But so, you know, when you grow like that, it just accelerates. When you play like that, it just accelerates what you do. So he's going to be valuable in all kind of fronts. I mean, in the end, I think all roles will be defined once the pads come on, you start hitting people, you know. But like I said, we're creating depth, competition, and that's exciting to me. And they see it, and they work for it.
Alan was telling me he wasn't real happy with his first year here. He thinks, you know, he played in a different spot. He was heavier than he wanted to be. What do you see from him now? He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, so I see a guy that's come out with, a point to prove to everybody. He's always been a good in the room, you know, good competitor. Again, I think with the injuries and everything last year, it just kind of snowballed on him. And so I think he's out to prove a point. I think he's working towards that. He's been steady every day. He's been attention to detail on his technique. And, you know, and the bottom line is, you know, he's a prideful guy, and he recognizes it. And that's the first start of ever getting better. And he recognizes that, and I think he's working towards it.
What do you see at right tackle? You've had Chris over there. You brought in Giacomini, who you coached with the Jets. So mm-hmm. Your thoughts on those guys each individually?
Overall, again, we got a ton of competition over there. I mean, you got Clark, who obviously played it. Okay, you got Lamb, who's coming along. You got, and here's a name that you guys haven't even discussed, but Chad Slade is really coming along. And here's a guy that's a surprise to me so far. Not a surprise, but, like, it's his third year, so this is what you expect. So at guard and tackle, he's coming along. And then, obviously, Davenport. So you're creating, again, this depth here. And then, you know, in the end, we'll see once the pads come on, then they got to go out there and block Watt, who the winner is.